This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Yesterday, you will recall, we were studying the lesson found in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, in the account of Mary and Martha having Jesus as a guest in their home. And we close with the thought that while Mary had chosen the very best thing she could have chosen in that situation, that is to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear the lesson that he would teach her, Martha had chosen to be involved in the affairs of the home, in the making of the meal, and so forth. Now, it's clear that when Martha came to Jesus after Mary had not helped her with the meal, she expected Jesus to rebuke Mary. But as a matter of fact, he rebuked Martha. And I want to raise the question, go into a little more detail today than we did yesterday on that matter. He rebukes Martha because she did not approve the excellent. She did not put first things first. You remember that Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you." That's the mistake that Martha had made. Now note the need. Martha lived in a very simple society. We today live in a very complex society. And I want you to consider this question. If Martha, who lived in a simple society where the only means of transportation was either walking or riding a horse or a donkey or a cart, and we today have all the means of transportation, of airplane, automobile, and so forth, on our superhighways, we have all the means of communication that we have, of magazines and books and radio and television, whereas it likely was the case that people in those days went to bed shortly after it became dark, and lived a very simple life, usually very close only to their home. We today know what is happening around the world within a few moments after it happens. Now, if those people with such a simple, uncomplex society needed warnings against being wrapped up in the things of the world and putting something else to be more important before Christ, surely every one of us needs it today. Now, in the light of this admonition, and in the light of Paul's admonition in Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, that men learn to approve that which is excellent, what should we do? There is a passage in the Old Testament which deals with the principle that I want to set before you. Ezra chapter 7 and verse 10. Here the Bible says that Ezra set his heart. Notice that, strong resolution. There has to be some real resolution in a human life for it to be really worthwhile. He set his heart to do what? To do 3 things. First of all, to seek the law of the Lord. Secondly, to do it. And thirdly, to teach in Israel statutes and ordinances. You see, after we have really set our hearts to do the very best thing with our lives, here are the things upon which we should set it. To seek the law of the Lord, that means to study the Bible, to determine every day to be a student of the Bible, to learn it, to listen to what others say it teaches, and check up and see for ourselves whether it really does teach that. After we learn what the Bible teaches, that is, with each passing day, whatever we learn to be the will of God, we should strive with all of our hearts to apply it to our own lives, and then after that we should seek to teach it to others. So we should set our hearts to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and ordinances. There are in the Bible, of course, passages which give us an epitome of how we ought to live. For instance, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Let me ask each one of us today to ask himself the question, am I trusting in the Lord with all of my heart and not leaning upon my own understanding? That's what we ought to be doing, putting Christ first in our lives.